Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
So, Scott, it's that time when your corny side gets to shine. Hit me. Hit me with some egg puns.
Oh, let's play. Yeah, yeah. Let's hatch a plan, Deepa, to deliver some exquisite suggestions for your groaning pleasure.
Okay, well, if you're listening and think we're a little cracked, there's a reason for our existential crisis. It is all the fault of Here and Now resident chef Kathy Gunst, who wanted to spend an entire day talking about, you guessed it, egg dishes. No yolk. She joins us now to share. Kathy, welcome back.
Thank you. I don't take any responsibility for these jokes.
Kathy, I can hear your eyes rolling out of your head. Let us transition. You have recipes for us for breakfast and lunch and dinner with eggs. And so I guess, first of all, any, you know, cholesterol concerns of going overboard?
Well, I'm not suggesting that you eat them three times a day. There are a lot of conflicting studies on the relationship between eggs and cholesterol. Some sources claim the cholesterol found in eggs doesn't necessarily raise cholesterol levels. Others disagree. Some studies actually think that it's the foods that most people eat with eggs, like bacon and sausage and ham, boosted with the eggs is what... Listen, I think, as in most things, moderation is kind of the key. But I have an idea for a breakfast, a lunch, and a dinner dish.
And that all sounds great. For the record, my doctor just told me she would like me to eat an egg a day. So I'm all here for it, Kathy.
There you go.
Okay. So let's start with breakfast, the obvious. I love that you have an olive oil fried eggs with spice roasted chickpeas.
Ooh.
Yeah, this is a delicious dish. It was inspired by one I had at an LA bakery called Friends and Family. So you fry the eggs in olive oil, and the trick is that you add at least 2 tablespoons of olive oil. And once the eggs start to set, you tip the skillet to the side, take a kitchen spoon, and just baste the egg with the olive oil. And it gets a beautiful, crispy edge. Then you take chickpeas, whether you boil them yourself or you take them out of a can, drain them, rinse them, and you roast them with cumin, turmeric, chili flakes, cinnamon, salt, and pepper till they almost pop and they get this wonderful crunch. So you have these beautiful crispy eggs, these crispy, crunchy, spicy chickpeas, and then you add a dollop of sour cream or yogurt. And if you like something called harissa, which is a spicy blend of pepper and cumin and olive oil that you can buy in a tube at the store, and the combination is just fabulous. I would eat this for breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
I have tried, Kathy, the crispy fried egg for this recipe for this Thai street food, Thai basil pork thing. And the crispy egg on the top is just the perfect complement to it. Let's move on to lunch. You have an egg salad recipe, yeah?
I do, which sounds pretty basic, but in this case, I really spice things up with some spring greens. And in this case, we're talking about fresh parsley, chives, dill, scallions, and pickled. They're finely chopped and mixed with mayonnaise. I like to boil my eggs till they're just set, not hard as a rock, and I give you specific directions. And I also like to mash them with a regular old fork. I feel like it gets a very great texture. And I serve them on an open-faced kind of sandwich, also called a tartine, and I put thin slices of radishes or stunning watermelon radishes, which are bright pink. You could add watercress, you could add anchovies. It's a really delicious and light, refreshing spring egg salad.
And stunning. That sounds stunning. So, Kathy, moving on to dinner, I have to say I grew up eating egg curry. It was a family favorite. But you bring a recipe for egg and spinach souffle. I have to say that intimidates me a little. Make it easy, Kathy.
I get it. I will make it easy because you can make this in a regular old skillet if you don't have a souffle pan or little ramekins or custard dishes that are oven-proof. What you do is you make a cheese sauce. You melt butter and flour. You add some milk. You let it thicken. You add some cheese, and you whisk in some egg yolks. Then you whip the egg whites. You with me? This is all you do. Then you very gently combine those two elements. You put them into the skillet or the souffle dish. It also has sauteed spinach and some grated Parmesan cheese or your favorite hard cheese. You bake it. It rises up. This is a case where you tell everybody dinner's ready before it is, because you want everyone at the table. So the minute you take these souffles out, they're still puffy and golden and gorgeous. And you get all the, ooh, it's very dramatic and beautiful. And it is not intimidating. It's actually quite straightforward. So give it a try.
Yeah. And before we go, Kathy, give us a tip on buying and or storing eggs.
Store them in the fridge. Check the date when you buy them. Look for eggs from a neighbor or a farmer's market for your best bet. Anything that says pasture-raised, organic is another very good word, because it refers to what the chickens have eaten, and it will affect the taste of your eggs.
It's eggs all day here at Here and Now with resident chef Kathy Gunst. Thank you, Kathy.
Thanks so much.